And Joey Safransky joined us on the radio. Cavalier, North Dakota farmer Joey Safransky and the district sales manager for Thunder Seed. Hello, Joey.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
You survived the fall and now half the winter yet, huh?
Yes. Everything's put away, so it's a good feeling.
Yeah. Let's move that a little bit closer to you there. And what has been flying off the shelves? Are guys all booked for soybeans and less on corn, or what's the ratio, do you say?
In our area, there's a lot of people that are booked on soybeans, but corn is still kind of up in the air with the way the end of last year went with our excess moisture, and guys are just kind of holding back on corn a little bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty up there. In fact, I was over at Summers Manufacturing a little bit ago, and they have created a new tool designed to deal with the ruts. You don't have to pull out the plow or till the whole field. They've just got a kind of a rut filler, new piece of equipment.
There was lots of them last year, so it might have came in handy.
Yeah. Now, but that's an issue. You've got rutted up fields. You've got saturated fields with a lot of snow on them.
Yeah, we have a lot of snow, but it was really surprising after last week when we got some warmer weather above freezing temps. The snow did drop a lot. We still do have the shelter belts are piled up with snow. I mean, we had a lot of windy days, a lot of stormy days about a month ago. So it just all depends how the spring plays out. March is a big month for precipitation to see how everything's going to go.
Yeah, and you're up there in Pembina County. You're the county seat of Pembina County, and it's an area that is vulnerable. It's flat. It's lower than it's probably one of the lowest spots in North Dakota, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're on the way to the red, and everything gets a lot flatter as you get from Cavalier east towards the Red River.
Yeah. So again, a lot of uncertainty. What are some of the high spots, though, for, what looks good for producers up there, corn or beans?
I'd say the marketing opportunities that we've had with soybeans here over the last couple of weeks, I think it surprised a lot of people, and it's made a lot more decisions for guys as far as their soybean intentions. Lots of guys are still putting a crop plan together and just trying to figure out which variety works best for them.
Yeah, and this upcoming year, there are a lot of new opportunities, new options for soybeans, and you're right in the mix with everybody, right?
Yes. We do have Xtend soybeans. For the northern territory, we have two soybeans in particular. We have a 007 Xtend, which has a very good IDC rating. It's a medium height bean, and the first pod set is really high on it, so that makes it nice for harvest. And the other one is our 009. That's more of a offensive type Xtend soybean, and the yields that we had last year with this one were extremely good. So we're excited about the Xtend. Also with the Xtend, with Thunder Seed, for every 200 units you buy of Xtend soybeans from Thunder, you get your name in a drawing for a new Polaris Ranger.
All right. Well, never turn down one of those. And all you got to do is buy Thunder Seed, huh?
Correct. Yep. Right. Xtend soybeans.
Oh, the Xtend, yep. All right. Well, again, you're for northeastern North Dakota, and looks like, yes, southeast and northeast North Dakota soybeans do look good.
Yeah.
Some of the corn, now obviously you mentioned, the 007, the short day length, that's what you need up there, right?
For soybeans, yeah. Like, the territory I cover is basically Highway 2 and north. And once you get State Highway 5 and north, we try and keep it to 005 to 007. And the 007 is just, it's a good fit as far as maturity and also with like on your tougher soils. So
yeah, further north, Manitoba, they're going to 000 now here.
Yeah, correct. They have a few new 000 varieties, and yeah, it'd be interesting how that turns out for them guys, but I think we'll just stick to what we're growing.
Yeah,
right,
keep it
now.
Keep it good. Yeah. Yep. All right, in the corn, and what day length are you works best for you up there?
We plant a lot of 7 or 45-78, which is a straight Roundup product. that's in my particular zone, that's our best selling corn, straight Roundup, 78 day. This past year, there was a lot of guys that had it for the first time and really happy with it, happy with the dry down, had very good test weight, and also the yield was very good on it.
Yeah. So. Well, of course, last year was one of those years where it was super. Everybody had stuff off the charts, and this next year, obviously, might not be as perfect.
Right. Yeah, last year, the one thing about my area in particular was the growing degree units we had. A lot more than we usually have, which is great for corn, great for beans, great for a lot of crops. But yeah, that's something, you know, you want to stay within your maturity range for where you're at. You might think because you had a 78-day corn and it dried down to 17 to 19 more moisture that you're going to try an 80-day corn. But in my opinion, I think staying with a 78-day corn is probably the best option.
Sure, yeah, it's a matter of latitude. You know, south of 94, south of Highway 46, okay, you know, 89 day, that would never work up in your area.
No, it would never work. And yeah, the other thing that we offer on corn is we also offer conventional corn as well as Roundup Ready as well as Double Pro corn. So the conventional corn is something that is starting to take off more and more all the time. Just in your seed cost savings, and then what you spray on the corn is actually cheaper. So for a lot of first-time corn growers, we've seen a lot more guys getting interested in conventional corn.
And some of the old-timers grew some 300 bushel to the acre conventional corn last year, so it's certainly something to take a look at. Huh?
Yeah, it's something to look at. I mean, and also if you're in a heavy Roundup cycle on your farm, it's a good way to break that cycle to stop, you know, stop building resistance.
Absolutely. All right. Well, sunflowers is one thing we didn't talk about. You guys got a pretty good catalog of sunflowers.
Yes, we have sunflowers. We have three high oleic varieties and two new sun varieties. One of the high oleic varieties is new for this year, and one of the new suns are new. And we have either 94-day or 92-day, both of those for the Ohio Lake or the new sun.
All right, and that's where the sunflower industry is headed. Huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. And our varieties, our sunflower varieties, are all clear field tolerant.
So. All right, well, and where the sunflowers can be planted after Memorial Day.
They can be.
They use a lot of water. Huh, let me think here. This might be a crop that a lot of guys ought to be looking at. Huh?
Yep, last year there was definitely a lot more flowers put in. And this year it's, you know, the people I've talked to, they've been just kind of holding back with the price of sunflowers. Hopefully that comes back a little bit, and I think that would help out with sales.
All righty. Joey Safransky of Thunder Seed, First in the Field. Thank you so much for being the sponsor of the Farm Talk Fall Harvest Tour. And Krista has made the decision that you're the sponsor of the Spring Planting Tour, so we'll hold you to it. And we'll be coming to visit you probably up in Langdon, so we won't make you to drive to Grafton this spring.
That'd be all right with me.
Yeah, all right. Very good, Joey. Thank you so much. If you guys want to get a hold of you and talk about booking seed, how do they do that?
You can go to thunderseed.com, and it'll break down the territories that we have. And it'll give phone number, email address, so thunderseed.com.
Excellent. All right, Joey, thanks. Good to see you again.
Yep, thanks, Mick.
All righty.